This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl, and here is something for the stock pickers among you to look forward to. Right after New Year's, there's going to be a new smartphone app on the market, Robinhood. It's called, all one word, Robinhood. Wants to make investing in stocks free. Not that you're not going to lose money, but in that it'll save consumers the commission fees they usually pay to make trades. The company's website says it's all about letting everybody fully share in the fruits of capitalism. Sally Herships went to find out whether paying a fee for a trade is really what's stopping people from investing.
Aside from being broke, let's just get that out of the way, the primary barrier to investing is ignorance. That's according to James Angel, a professor of finance at Georgetown's McDonough School of Business.
I remember when I was starting out, I was an engineer, I had a college degree, I had a job, and I was clueless about how or where to invest.
Angel says consumers can be afraid of making expensive mistakes, so instead, they invest nothing.
If you put the money in the bank, it sits there, but at least it stays there.
Which Angel says could be better than making bad investments. Kent Smetters teaches risk management at Wharton. He says a free trading app like Robinhood could encourage poor strategies like day trading.
Usually people who trade frequently actually underperform the market.
But Robinhood says it doesn't encourage any particular investment philosophy. It believes in giving consumers freedom and tools. If products are tough to use, they'll turn off consumers. But Nan Morrison with the Council of Economic Education says ease of use is not enough.
For a reporter, you know, spell check is a great app. For an engineer, less so.
Morrison says education is the biggest obstacle for investors.
It was really easy to get a mortgage in 2007. Not such a smart decision.
Wharton's James Angel says low-cost options for investors already exist. But Robinhood says 50,000 users added their names to its early access list in just one day. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.